You see this, some of you do, this piece of silver tape here. And I, this analogy is very important to me. And we're to just say to yourself, okay, this is your birth. And this line represents all of your life, the whole of it. Okay? And this is death over here. Right here. Now, I call that, in my writing, your life mile, because I don't have a better term for it. Just your life mile. All right? Now, in that life mile, for some of you, it's going to be short. For others of you, it'll be 100 years or more. For some, it'll be 30. For some, it'll be 70, whatever. No one knows that. Although I guarantee you it'll be a lot longer if you think healthier and adopt some of the things I'm talking about tonight. But in the vast majority of your life, the big hunk, there are a set of rules and guidelines and things that you have to master and memorize and get a hold of that will work for you. I call that big chunk the vast majority of your life until you get right to here, right here, right there. There's 1 inch in this space. 5,279 feet, 11 inches of your life up to here, and here, what I think of as the critical inch, because it symbolizes such a tiny proportion of your life. The big chunk of your life, the rules are like this. Most of you have already memorized them, mastered them, and lived them. They are, do what you're supposed to do, obey the rules, listen to other people, go to school, get good grades, pass your courses, don't give your teachers a hard time, get into college if you can. If you can't, go out and get yourself a job. Go out and get yourself some training. Make money. Bring home a paycheck. Get married. Raise a family. Have children. Do the things that you're supposed to do. Please other people as much as you possibly can. Pay your bills on time. Stay out of trouble. Don't go to jail. Dress nice. Go to parties. Have a few drinks. Do all of the things that will make your life work. I am not putting any of that down. It works. We have the greatest society in the world. I am not here to put it down. I love it. I love being a part of it. I appreciate my freedom. But over here, in the critical inch, let's call that your sense of purpose, your sense of mission as a human being in your life. In the critical inch, the rules are exactly the opposite as they are for the big chunk of your life. Exactly the opposite. You can do all of those things that I've just described, all of those rules, and memorize them and get through them and be good and please other people and all, and you will get through your life with a minimum of trouble and stay out of jail and so on. I guarantee you it is impossible to have a sense of purpose in your life by following those rules. Not possible. You cannot have a sense of purpose by pleasing other people. The rules over here say, save for the future. Think about when you retire. Think about your goals and your objectives. That's wonderful, and it helps, and if you've got kids going to college and all these things, you have to do some of that. But it won't give you a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning, a sense of mission in your life. A sense of mission comes from learning the exact opposite rules that work over here. And part of my mission is to change this inch into the big chunk and make those other rules the insignificant inch of your life. If you try to get a sense of purpose by living your life through your children, you will always be frustrated, even though you'll be a wonderful parent. By definition, you cannot feel fulfilled by someone else's accomplishments. You can only stand back and vicariously watch them. But you can't get an internal glow, sense of what you're doing here on this planet. I, without exaggeration, believe nothing is more important to you as a human being than having a daily sense of purpose or mission about your life. Everybody I've ever met, when I get past all of the defenses, wants to feel significant, unique, special, important as a human being. You can't do it by living in the future. The critical inch, you live now, today. You live in this moment. In the big chunk, you live in the past or you live in the future. In the critical inch, you literally allow yourself the freedom to enjoy a moment. Or in the big chunk, you postpone that gratification, that joy. Over here in the big chunk, money, prestige, power, promotions, awards, things like that, give you a sense of purpose. Over here, inner, what you feel about yourself, how you evaluate what you are as a human being, gives you a sense of purpose. These other things pay your mortgages. These other things give you things to put on your wall. Those are nice. But they don't give you an inner sense of purpose. We all want to leave footprints in one way or another. And transcending the rules over here, getting out of more, 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 better, 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 getting out of panic, getting out of inertia, getting out of striving, getting out of those things is what this is about over here. And it's different. It's really different. Over here, you consult your outer signals, your external signals, all the things outside of yourself. Over here, inner signals. What do you believe? Over here, you get up in the morning and you go to that job. And you know in your heart that you no longer feel fulfilled in it. You know you've mastered it. You know how to do it. You've done it for 20 years or 30 years or 4 months or whatever. The challenge of it is no longer there. The fulfillment that you once felt in it is not there anymore. It is drill. Drill. One, two, three, four. It's drill. Drill is not fulfilling. It just keeps you automatically responding the way you've been doing for the external paycheck, which you turn in, and the inner peace that you want isn't there. Well, in the critical inch, you get out of that. You leave that. I know what you think, all of the responsibilities, all of the risks, all of that, but I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about how you feel about yourself. We can talk about the results. Most people who take the risks do better than they ever did before in all of the traditional payoffs that they think of as important. They end up making more money even though they're not looking for it. They end up with more personal things in their lives, better relationships in their lives, more time for the things that are important, which is spending time with your children and loved ones and so on. Henry David Thoreau said about success, he said, if one advances confidently in the direction of his own dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. You know what that means? To me, that means, it makes me shiver just to say it. It means when you take the risks and advance confidently to do the things that mean something to you, not to pay your bills, not to be the good supporter or the good wife or husband or father or mother, advancing confidently, living your life your way, that success, ironically, follows you in ways that you've never dreamt were possible before. But when you chase success, paychecks, more money, bigger vacation, blah, blah. When you do that, then you are living right and you're getting by and doing all the things you're supposed to. But in here, there is no inner peace. And when you lack, as a human being, inner peace, you lack a reason for living. You lack a sense of purpose.